everyone, and welcome to the Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation, and this is a special bonus edition of the podcast. In preparation for Wednesday's U.S. Open Cup match between FC Dallas and San Antonio FC, we teamed up with Kyle and Larry over at Texas Soccer Radio to preview it. Unfortunately, we weren't able to do a live show, but we were able to answer each other's questions and send them to each other. So here in a second, we'll play their preview of San Antonio FC, and you can head over to their podcast to catch our preview from the FC Dallas side of things. Obviously, we want to thank those guys for taking their time out of their schedules to work with us on this. So drop them some love on Twitter at TX Soccer Radio. And as always, thanks everybody for listening. And here's Texas Soccer Radio's briefing on San Antonio FC. You're listening to the Dallas Soccer Show with Dustin Nation and Tristan Vick.
All right, so my name is Kyle Mankey, and I'm joined with my co-host Larry Leathers. We are from Texas Soccer Radio. We mostly cover San Antonio FC as well as Austin and other USL and national news and all that fun stuff. So we're going to talk a little bit about San Antonio FC for y'all. So sorry we couldn't meet up live, but at least we're getting chat a little bit. So Larry, you want to tell us a little bit about Toyota Field? And our first question is, tell us about the club. What stadium does SAFC play in, and what's its capacity?
We currently play in Toyota Field, and its capacity right now is right around 8,200 fans, if it's a full sellout in there.
Yeah, I think an average attendance, I want to say, for league play has been around 7,500 this year. I think a sellout is technically around 7,800, and then there's a ton of standing seating. So I think the largest attendance is almost 8,300, if I'm not mistaken. So it's a good little USL stadium. It's not huge, but it's a fun place to take in a game. There's literally not a bad seat in the house. It's pretty fun. So next thing is about the team. Who are a couple of the best players in your opinion?
Our big standout right now on the defensive side is, well, and on the offensive side as well, is Darnell King. We picked him up here in the offseason, and he's been huge for our team. He's been a big spark as far as keeping the defense in check and making that offensive spark on the other end of the field as well. He's well known now at this point for making his way down the right side of the field usually and making good opportunities for goals.
I'd also throw in usual starter Diego Restrepo, the goalkeeper. He was the 2017 USL Goalkeeper of the Year, and he came back to San Antonio after last season and has played really well. Not sure if we're going to see him in the Open Cup at all. They've been playing Matt Cardoni, the second string keeper, who is from San Antonio and kind of a local boy. So we may see Cardoni in goal, but if he's playing, Restrepo is, you know, usually the MVP of the team, whether they want him to be or not.
He's definitely had a few USL Team of the Week appearances so far this year. Yeah, he's a beast.
So as far as formation goes, generally 4-2-3-1, 4-1-4-1-ish, kind of stick to having that one central defender for sure in the midfield, whether it be in a 4-2-3-1 or a 4-1-4-1. We've also seen them flex into some three center back type sets rarely, but yeah, they tend to rely heavily on that number six. It's usually a guy named Pekka, another guy named Ryan Reschendel plays there a lot, Maxi Rodriguez. So they're pretty deep on the defensive end of the field. Which leads into the team strengths. You want to take this one, Larry?
Team strengths, we've got a strong defense, first and foremost. Our defense has always been a standout point for this team, going back to especially last season. But this season's no slouch as well. This is strengths and weaknesses. We struggled a little bit on the scoring end of the scale here for the team. Lots of great opportunities out of this team. We've made lots of good goal scoring chances, but getting the ball in the net has been an issue so far. But defense looks good. Agreed?
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of ties into the next question about the weaknesses is the defense has been solid. Not perfect, but you know, above average, but the weakness is definitely the finishing. San Antonio has created almost 20 chances every game, it feels like, and they're getting the chances there. It's just that last touch that, you know, they need to figure out a way to convert those chances into goals in the final third. But you know, that's the hardest thing to do in soccer. So that's probably a pretty common weakness to have if you have to point to one. So the next question is, what does the U.S. Open Cup tournament mean for fans of a team that's not in MLS? Do you want to take this? What does it mean to you, like being a fan of a non-MLS side?
I don't think it makes that big of a difference to me in the big scheme of things. It's an opportunity for our team being in a Division II team to play a Division I team in this situation and hopefully go out and make a good showing, maybe get the win. That's what I'm hoping for here. But yeah, you know, it's the chance to win another cup would be great. But having that opportunity to go and play against Division I teams is a bigger thing for me in the big scheme of things.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. A lower division team hasn't won since 1999, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't think very many people have delusions of USL, you know, knocking off MLS and going to the CONCACAF Champions League and all of that. So I think for most fans, it's exciting to see how they stack up against Division I teams. And, you know, this is an ideal situation, I think, for most fans where you're hosting a Division I team for San Antonio fans. I don't claim to speak for the fan base as a whole by any means, because I think I'm a little more down on the tournament. I don't want to say it's a waste of time, but I am much more focused on league play over anything. But again, I think I'm in the minority on that. I think most people want to see SAFC go as far as they can in the cup.
We've definitely seen that out of our fan base. We actually did a poll last week after some heated discussions between us about the importance of the U.S. Open Cup for SAFC, and with overwhelming support was in favor of the U.S. Open Cup being a big deal and putting our best foot forward, making sure we have our regular starters out there on the field to do as well as we can. It's important. It matters to the fan base here.
Yeah, I got my butt kicked in that poll, so take that for what you will.
Hey, you got 8% of that poll.
I'll take it. Next question is, do you think that Austin is attempting to cut in front of SA? Or sorry, I read that wrong. Let me try that again so I get the accurate question here. Next question is, do you think that with Austin attempting to cut in front of SAFC for a spot in MLS, that SAFC will be trying to make a statement? I don't think that factors into it very much. I think SAFC wants to win it on their own. But from what I've seen, they're still pursuing MLS and they're still hoping to get MLS in the city. So I don't think they're trying to throw the league the middle finger or anything. I think they're just trying to advance as far as they can, just because that's what they would want to do anyway, regardless of what's going on in Austin or not.
As far as I go, I don't think I've ever considered this option before, that we'd be trying to make some grand showing here with the U.S. Open Cup to make an MLS push. I don't think it plays that big of a role in that situation. And it's an interesting idea that we'd go out there and, you know, blow things up, but really it's better for the team, just for the team, not so much for an MLS push in the big scheme of things, in my opinion.
Yeah. I think generally the stuff going on with Austin and Columbus isn't really at the forefront of San Antonio minds for the majority of fans. That's definitely not true for all fans, but I think the majority of fans are just happy to be able to go out and see quality football played every Saturday or every other Saturday or whatever at Toyota Field, with a club that we feel is going to be around for the long haul, whether it's in USL or MLS or whatever. It doesn't feel like it's, you know, scraping and get by every year. So it's something that you can kind of get invested in even when it's in USL. Last question. What's one thing you'd want FC Dallas fans to know about SAFC?
The one thing I would want Dallas fans to know about The one thing I would like FC Dallas fans to know about SAFC is that we're not going to roll over. You guys can come out, bring your fans, have a good time at our tailgate. We're going to accommodate you and you're going to have a great time, but we're not going to roll over when it comes to game time. You're going to have your hands full this week. You're definitely going to have your hands full this week with our team. Bring your A squad. You're going to need it.
I think my one thing would be kind of along the lines that the thing I just said, where obviously there's a lot of fans that aren't happy with what's going on in Austin, but there's a lot of fans who are here to support their hometown team. And, you know, they come out whether the team's, you know, a PDL, USL, MLS, whatever, whatever league that they're playing in, they're there to support it. And it's a very tight knit community and a larger fan base than most USL teams. So even though it's not where Cincinnati was or where, you know, Sacramento says they are, it's a pretty solid fan base, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty full stadium on Wednesday. So it should be a pretty fun game. And all that being said, you know, everybody's pretty friendly. And if you're looking at tailgate, there's usually the supporters groups under the bridge on the northwest side of the stadium. So, you know, hopefully we'll get to show you some hospitality and battle for 90 minutes, and then that'll be that. So should be a fun time. But thanks for having us on, and we will see you guys on Wednesday.
Thanks again, guys.